Daya Karamore. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Daya Karamore. Tama bina ke dayalu jagat samsare. Patita pavana hetu. Tava avatara. Masama patita prabhu na paibeara. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa bala kana kara ami bada duki. Daya kara sita pati. Advaita Gosai. Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Aha Sarup Sanatana Rupa Ragunata. Pata Juga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanata. Daya Karo Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramam Sapari Raja Kataria, Asta Teresa Tishi, Shimadas Vangri, Shil Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Garanga. What's the number? 21? Yeah. 22, 21? No, that's not right. Huh? Hmm? Twenty-third chapter, no? Yeah, that's not in this book here. Oh, we're missing that book? Mm-hmm. Is that why we were doing there? Dhammopayantam pratyanta vipra. First we have to do some pranams, mangalacharan. Om Agyana Timadandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Litam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarne Panchakalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyabhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I think it's not there maybe. Huh? Yeah. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 23, text 21. Okay, thank you. Tamopayatam pratyantu bipra. Tamopayatam pratyantu bipra Ganga cha devi dutachitta mishe Gange Chadevi Chitta Drida Chitta Mich Ishe Dujo Pashishta Kukakas Takshakoba Dujo Pashishta Kukakas Takshakoba Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gata Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gata Damopayatam Pratyantu Bipra Ganga Chadevi Drita Chitta Mishe Dujo Pashishta Kuhakastakshakova Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gata Damo Payantam Pratyantu Vipra Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gata Dhammo Payatam Pratyantu Vipra Gange Chadevi Trita Chitmishe Dvijo Pashishta Kukakastakshakova Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gata. Ladies, yes. Tamo Payatam Pratyantu Vipra Ganga Chadevi Trita Chitta Mishe Dvijo Pashishta Kuhakastakshakova Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gata Tamo Payatam Pratyantu Vipra Ganga Chadevi Trita Chitta Mishe Dvijo Pashishta Kuhakastakshakova Dashatvalam Gayatri Vishnu Gata Tam, Him, Ma, Me, Upayatam, Surrendered, Pratyantu, You may know, Vipraha, O Brahmanas, Ganga, Mother Ganges, Cha, and Devi, the demigoddess, Drita, offered, Chittam, whose mind, Ishe, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dvija Upashrishta, created by the Brahmana. Kuhaka, some trickery. Takshaka, snake bird. Ba, or Dashatu, let it bite. Alam, never mind. Gayata, chant. Vishnugata, the holy names of Lord Vishnu. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. for I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created, bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. Okay, purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.19.15, spoken by Maharaj Parikshit while he was sitting on the bank of the Ganges, expecting to be bitten by a snake bird summoned by the curse of a Brahmin boy named Sringi, who was the son of a great sage named Samika. News of the curse was conveyed to the king, who prepared for his imminent death. Many great saintly persons, sages, brahmanas, kings, and demigods came to see him in his last days. Maharaj Parikshit, however, was not at all afraid of being bitten by the snake bird. Indeed, he requested all the great personalities assembled to continue chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu. So, there's a link here. Yeah. We have a link to the... we can read the purport to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada has a little bit different purport here. This is 1.19.15, I think. Yeah. Is a purport. As soon as one is given up completely unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, he is not at all afraid of death. The atmosphere created by the presence of great devotees of the Lord on the bank of the Ganges and Maharaj Parikshit's complete acceptance of the Lord's lotus feet were sufficient guarantee to the king for going back to Godhead. He thus became completely free from all fear of death. So this is a in the material world, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitun. These four activities are samanam, etat, purusha, pashubir, samanam. That these four things are going on between the animals and the humans, both that ahara, eating, nidra, sleeping, bhaya, fear, and maitun, the sex life. These things are going on both amongst the human beings and amongst the animals. There's a vishesha that was ahara nidra bhayamaitanam cha samanam etat pasubir samanam. There's one special thing about the human beings that they have the opportunity to cultivate spiritual knowledge, transcendental life. That is the difference. So this bhaya, this is, Srila Prabhupada in one place said this bhaya is the biggest of these four problems. We have these four problems, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, but bhaya is always there, all pervading. No matter what we're always thinking, what's going to happen next? Because the material world is like that. Padam padam yad vipadam. Always some type of problems coming and bothering us so much. Of course, the biggest fear is that of death. That is the fear of death as described here. That Maharaj Parikshit was completely freed from that fear. This is the first thing Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is teaching Arjuna. Na tvevaham jatu nasham, na tvam neme janaripa, na chaiva na bhavishyama, sarve vayam ataparam. He says that never was there a time that you did not exist, nor all these kings, nor in the future will you cease to exist. Because this was the nature, the living entity is eternal by nature. Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam. This is the constitutional position of the living entity. He's eternal and conscious. And being part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's also got those propensities to enjoy and to have knowledge. So, Parikshit Maharaj, he had some excursion to the forest. He was a great king. He was the grandson of Arjuna, son of Abhimanyu. He was going on because Kshatriyas, they had to practice their arts of shooting, killing. They went to the forests for hunting excursion, and by providence, he became thirsty and hungry. So he came upon this ashram of Samika Rishi, is described. Samika Rishi was sitting in meditation, and he didn't honor his guest. The king had come looking for some water, some hospitality in the ashram, and he saw this sage was sitting there. And Parikshit Maharaj, this is all by providence. This is by Lord's arrangement so that Srimad Bhagavatam could be spoken. So Parikshit Maharaj saw the sage, and he's not getting any water or sweet words, or these are the minimum that one can offer. Any person, Atiti Devo Bhavata, that the guest, unexpected guest, is to be treated just as he's the Supreme Lord. So Maharaj Parikshit thought at least he should be giving some sweet words and some water, but not even that he got. The sage was sitting there in meditation, so Maharaj Parikshit saw one dead snake was on the side there. He just draped it around the sage's neck and went away. And when the sage, Samika Rishi, his son, Sringi, found out about this, that time the Brahmins were so powerful. It's just a young boy, maybe hardly a teenager, I think sometimes I heard 12 years old or something like that. He cursed Maharaj Parikshit that this Kshatriyas, they're just like dogs. They're Brahmins are heads of society, and the Kshatriyas are their servants, and he's disrespecting my father. Let him be bitten by this snake bird in 7 days. So he cursed him like that. When Maharaj Parikshit was thinking, after he left the ashram, he was thinking, well, maybe the sage was in meditation. Maybe I shouldn't have put that snake around his neck. And if there's some reaction, let it come. And so he found out that the Sringi had cursed him like this to die in 7 days. And he didn't bother. He said, this is actually, Srila Rupa Goswami gives this example, this verse, this tam opayatam pratyantu vipra. He says that this verse is the example of forbearance, the first symptom of stai bhava, kshantir avyarta kalatvam, kshantir. Forbearance, that one should be tolerant, forbearance. He should practice this forbearance, that you should, because in this material world, as we mentioned, padam padam yadvi padam natesham, every step there's so many different difficulties found in this material world. You can't avoid them. There's not possible. Everyone has to suffer so many difficulties, as we mentioned, these problems of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. All these problems are a constant bothersome to the living entities. So one has to practice this forbearance, tolerance. Tatikshava karunika surada sarva dehinam ajata shatrava shanta. Sarava sadhubhushana, these are the qualities, these are the ornaments of a sadhu. First thing is tatikshava. Forbearance, tatikshava is more or less the same thing. Tatikshava karunika, you should be compassionate. Other people, I'm suffering all these pinches of material nature, these miseries of material nature. Janma mrityu jaravyadi, the old age, disease, and death is coming. So one has to be compassionate upon the living entities, that I am suffering all these things, other people are suffering. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of the sadhus and the scriptures, we are getting relief from all these pinches of material nature. And so we should give this opportunity to others. Everyone should have the opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. Not that we keep this and enjoy it ourselves very nicely. But we should give this opportunity to just Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kora Krishna, Shiksha. Just chant Hare Krishna, follow Krishna's instructions. Always remember Krishna, worship him. So this is the situation in this material world. This is Baya. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it describes Bayam dvitiya binivesita syat ishad apetasya vipariyo smriti, that the living entity becomes attracted because we're conditioned in the material world. We're thinking that this, we identify with this material body. That was Arjuna's problem, that he was thinking all these, my friends and relatives and even grandfather was there, teachers, friends, relatives. How will I fight them? How will I kill them? But that is the nature of the, this is a hankara, that the we falsely identify with this material body, which we have actually nothing to do with. And therefore, we say this is dvitiya binivesitasya. We're absorbed in these dualities, that this I am, that this material world is separated from the Supreme Lord, from his eternal nature, nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam. Says, when the living entity is attracted by the material energy, which is separate from Krishna, is overpowered by fear. Actually, when we were discussing this verse at home, the first verse came to mind. Srila Prabhupada used to many times quote this verse from King Kulashekara, Krishna tadiya parapankaja panjarantam ajyaiva vishatume manasaraja hansa prana prayana samaye kapapata pitai kantavarodana vido smaranam kutaste. Srila Prabhupada used to chant many times this verse. It's by one great king devotee, King Kulashekara. He prayed that Krishna tadiya parapankaja, that he said, I pray that the swan of my mind, manasaraja hansa, I pray that the swan of my mind may immediately sink down to the stems of your lotus feet and locked up in their network. Otherwise, at the time of the death, what is that? He says, prana prayana, samaye kapabhata pitaye, at the time of death, prana prayana, samaye kapabhata pitaye, that the, what is that? Kapapita bhai, cough, throat choked up, kantava rodana vido, the throat becomes choked up and we won't be able to chant. So he's, King Kulashekara, he says that maybe I can just die immediately so that I will, in a healthy state. Because what is the purpose of this whole existence that we have? We have that one Bengali saying is there, sadhan karo, bhajan karo, sadhan karo, murte janle hoy. At the time of death, it's like just like an examination. You go to school throughout the year, first semester, second semester, you have studying so many different subject matters and discussing different things, making questions and answers. Just like that, we're in this lifetime, we have that opportunity to make some kind of questions and answers on Brahma Jigyasa. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. We should understand why, who am I? Ke ami, kene amaya chapa tapa troy. Why am I suffering in this world? This is Sanatana Goswami's inquiries. So we have that opportunity, Bhajan Koro, Sadhan Koro, Murti Janle Hoy, that we, all this is tested at the time of death. Whatever we've done, because Krishna explains Bhagavad Gita very nicely, 8th chapter. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chajati ente kalevaram tam tam evaiti konte asadatad bhavi bhavitu. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. So this is the Parikshit Maharaj. He has that opportunity to remember Krishna in the association of all these sages at the Naimisharanya. He's just saying, let that snake bird come immediately. And we also have that, whole life? It becomes just preparation for our eternal life in Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that, what is that? He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas ever die, when thou art living still in sound. A Vaishnavas die to live. You should think of what is meaning, that Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread the holy name around. That if anyone who is practicing Krishna consciousness, who is engaged in the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement, can only expect, of course, if he's not making big offenses to the devotees or misusing this opportunity that we've been given, his destination can only be a glorious at the time of death. What is that? Krishna says, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bijayate. Even if you're not successful, if you are successful, then we can enter the kingdom. Sadaya Bhak, just like a son, his natural inheritance is to inherit the kingdom of his father. So that's if he's successful. Even if he's not successful, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, that one takes birth in a pious family, or a Brahmin family, or a rich family, Yoga Brashto, that the unsuccessful practitioner of yoga, he gets that opportunity. And Krishna, in the previous verse, Antakale Chamameva Smaran Mukta Kalevaram. Krishna says, at the time of death, Antakale Chamameva Smaran Mukta Kalevaram. If he gives up his body remembering me, Ya Prayati Sanmad Bhavam. He says that then he will attain my nature. Yati nashtyatra samshaya. Asamshaya means there's no doubt. So this is the great opportunity we have in this Krishna consciousness movement. And we should be free from these doubts. Yati nasjatya samshaya. We should be free from doubts that we should. This is part of this forbearance, akshantir, that the Parikshit Maharaj, he's given this example that let the snake bird come immediately and bite me. There's another verse, I think, fifth canto. Yatahi ka mushmika kama lampata. Suteshu dareshu daneshu chintayan sanketa vidvan kukukule varatyayad. Yastasya yatna shravan shrama eva kevalam. Very interesting, he says that materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts and to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in thoughts of their wives, children, and wealth, and are afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine. If a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, however, is also afraid of giving up his body, what is the use of his having labored to study the shastras? It is simply a waste of time. So we don't want to waste our time. This Generally, people are so absorbed in their material comforts of life, their family, society, love, and at the time of death, naturally, one thinks of these things. But if one is practicing Krishna consciousness, that he should be understand that 5th, 8th chapter Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that whatever state one attains at the time of death, that he'll go on. This is called sometimes it's called Mahajatra. Death at the time of death is called Mahajatra, and just like sometimes we're preparing some vacation, everyone has working hard in the secular world. We have some vacation time, and we make some plans where we'll go. Make some plans. So make some plan where you want to go at the end of this life. Make some plan and make some preparations for that. You want to go on a trip on a vacation in this vacation time in summer. Usually people go on vacations. We're going vacation winter time. You have to make plan where you want to go. And you have to make sure all the preparations can be done, that this will be taken care of, that will be taken. But this is the, sometimes we're so much attached to the baggage at home. Oh, we have to think what we'll do here. Who will take care of this or who will take care of that? But at the time of death, mrityu sarva harascham, all this stuff is left behind. Whatever one accumulates in this lifetime, his bank account, his family, home, manasa deha geha yo kichu more, arpilum tu apade, Nanda Kishore, that we should surrender all of these things at the lotus feet of Nanda Kishore, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada, in these two verses from 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, these are text 5 and 6. I quoted them backwards. I quoted 6 first and then 5. He gives the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 3 times in the 2 verses. And there's purport is only just half page. So this is the secret of success, that Krishna, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us opportunity to chant the holy names of the Lord. Jagyais and Kirtana prayer, Yajantihi Sumedasa. If someone has a little bit Sumedasa, a little bit of intelligence, should engage in this Sankirtan movement. This opportunity is there. Just like this evening, we're going on to chant the holy names at the football game in Gainesville. This is a Yajnai Sankirtana prayer. This is the method of worshiping the Supreme Lord, is to congregationally chant the holy names of the Lord and to give everyone the opportunity, because this is, if someone is feeling some kind of relief from this pangs of material nature, by coming to this Krishna consciousness movement, he should be naturally anxious to give this to others, this opportunity. This is the nature that one should... as far as death, what is death? Krishna explains, vasamsi jirnani yata vihaya, just like you... get some, after you wear your clothes for a little while, they're dirty, they get old, to throw them away and take new ones. This death is so much overrated in our modern Western society, because they don't understand what happens at the time of death. They don't understand. They're thinking everything is finished. Oh, all this hard work that I've done is going on. This is a big problem for them. But for one who has understood this first, Krishna explains, sarve vayam atapuram. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. Simply change of dress.
In Indian culture, this is a little bit understood. They understand. Is this simply a change of dress, not to become, not to be overvalued at the time of death? We go on. Another destination, another body, a new body. And by practicing Krishna consciousness, if one practices properly, without making offenses, without then he can be guaranteed, he can be assured. Yati asrasa, yati nastyatra samshaya. He should be convinced that he has some better destination to obtain. So, somebody has any questions or comments, we can stop there. Okay. This your phone? Okay. Yes. Can speak. No, it's.
Oh, wouldn't he have been? I heard that he could, or read that he could counteract the curse if he wanted to.
Oh, Pariksit Maharaj, yes.
So wouldn't he be incurring sin by not attempting to? But because it would have been his duty to perform his kingly duties.
Well, obviously not. He's Pariksit Maharaj. He had already information that these things were going to be happening. There's one Srimad Bhagavatam chapter, whole chapter is there. At the time of birth, the Jata Karma, the astrologers, they give all this information. He had some information. He was already understanding that this is happening. Also in the other Puranas is there Bhagavat Mahatmya, that they were going to have a Bhagavat recitation to Krishna's queens by Uddhava. And Uddhava came there to the queens. Pariksit Maharaj was there, and Uddhava said, no, you'll hear Srimad Bhagavatam later on. Anyway, this is all understood. The devotee, whether he gets external, internal, he's getting, he's in touch with Krishna. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. He understands. Krishna gives him instructions that this is time. This is time to give up. And, as far as... Yeah. All right. Sir.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I came in a little bit late, so I was only about part of the class. But you were just now speaking about Lord Chaitanya's movement and mission and Sankirtan. And this term Sankirtan gets used, it seems to be used in various ways. Sometimes it's referred to like a Harinam going out and chanting. Sometimes it's referred to as book distribution.
Both are Sankirtan. Book distribution and going on Harinam, both are Sankirtan. Sankirtan means Bahu Milita. We had a verse last time that when many people meet together, maybe it's here, when many people meet together to glorify the Supreme Lord, that is Sankirtan. Not here. So, book distribution is Brihad Madranga, Srila Prabhupada explained. Does that cover your question, or you had something more you were going to say?
No. This is it. Because depending on the devotee who's talking about Sankirtan, there seems to be a hierarchy that we have imposed on which version of Sankirtan is most valuable. And I'm just curious your thoughts on that, because I've also heard several devotees getting together to glorify the Lord, which is what we're doing, it seems to be doing here every day also. And so is there a preference from, or, you know,
no, Sankirtan is transcendental. All types of different glorification of Krishna is transcendental. It's not the one type. This is all material considerations, hierarchy. Srila Prabhupada mentioned book distribution. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur emphasized book distribution. So this is also, this is Brihat Madranga. This is very nice, but it's not that other types of Sankirtan are not nice. That's not, and transcendental hierarchy, both things can be best. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. This is transcendental mathematician. You have to learn 1 + 1 is equal to 1. 1 - 1 is equal to 1. Both best. It's not that one becomes lessened by the other one being best. They're both best. Om Purnamadapar. This verse is very instructive. Om Purnamadapar. You take perfect, Krishna is perfect and complete, and all of his emanations are perfect and complete. So you 1 - 1 is still full. You can't. All right, anything else? Transcendental subject matter. Advaya Gyan is called. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.